It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Do you struggle with how much protein your children need a day or how much you need a day? There have been so many different messages on this. It's like you're not eating enough, you're eating too much. What is the tipping point for that? How do we know, Carolina, how much protein we really should have in a day? I am confused about it, so I can imagine everybody listening as well. So help us out.
That's so funny. You're not alone. It's not just everybody listening that's confused. I'm going to let you in a secret. Even doctors and registered dietitians are a bit confused. Don't tell anybody I said that. Well, I guess okay. Everyone will know now. But reality is we go back and forth. Not so much that for a long time people said the RDA, the recommended dietary allowance for protein, is 0.8 grams per kilo. Okay. So like, let's say an average of about 50 grams for a 150 pound person. I think if I did my math right. But anyways, for a long time, that was it. And that's all we said. And we said, don't go over it because then you may have kidney disease because the kidney has to filter out this protein. And if you eat too much of it, you're strenuating your kidneys too much and eventually they're going to give out. The other thing we said is, also that is associated with some increased risk of cancers if you eat too much of it. So then we started looking at that and looking at the evidence and saying, well, was it really the protein causing the cancers or was it the way the protein was packaged? What I mean by that is like if you're counting because you're eating too much meat, well, is it the protein in the meat or is it the fat in the meat? So we started dissect all that information. And now we're finding out, okay, maybe we can eat a little bit more than 0.8 and not only be safe, but be better. But we still kind of think we should be balanced. At the end of the day, there needs to be a balance because the tipping point is if you're eating more calories at the end of the day, if you're eating more calories coming from protein and not enough from carbohydrates and fat, then you're not getting all the nutrients that your body needs for all the different metabolic reactions that occur in your body on a daily basis. So balance is key.
Well,
that's the whole answer.
Okay, that's a really good answer. So I have a picture of plates and, that 2/3 of it's covered with beef or chicken or something. And there's this little bit with some vegetables, maybe one vegetable and maybe a little potato or rice or something. So that to me sounds like the imbalance that we need to have a better, maybe a third of the plate be meat. But then I'm going to ask the question because I'm sure it's going on in those who are listening in their minds. Well, what about if it's beans or other sources of protein? Maybe we're talking about meat, but how do we figure out? Help us.
Well, those are great questions. To go back to the picture of the plate, you're right. That big hunk of meat and the two little broccoli stems with the baby potato is not what you want to see. That's not a very good balanced plate, okay? Definitely not. You definitely want to have way more vegetables in your plate. You want to have 2 to 3 to 4 maybe different kinds of vegetables in your plate. And then your carbs, maybe be pasta, rice, grain, whole grain would be best. And then your protein. And like you mentioned, the second part of your question there, is it meat all the protein we're talking about? Well, there's animal protein and there's plant protein. What's the big difference between them? Well, it's all about what their building blocks. The building blocks of protein are called amino acids. And the amino acid composition of the animal protein is going to be very similar to us because we are animals. We're human beings. So we can use those easier. We can use all of the amino acids. And the way it comes, it's easier for our body to recognize and more readily available. So that's all true. But that doesn't mean that it's the only kind of protein or that you should just eat that kind because plant protein also has amino acids. It may not be exactly the same as animal, but if you eat enough of a variation of plant protein, at the end of the day, you will get all the building blocks that you need, all the little amino acids that you need, and you might have gained other benefits that animal protein do not bring. So when you eat plant protein, that you like beans, usually comes packed with fiber and other nutrients as well. While animal protein sometimes, or most times, come packed with high saturated fat, which has been linked to then cardiovascular disease and other things. So again, whole food, think about whole food rather than just the nutrient itself.
All right, so if you're a vegetarian, and being a vegetarian, being a vegan is quite popular today, you just have to know the science of combining plant proteins and you'll be okay?
Yeah, there are plenty of vegetarians that live very healthy lives, if not even healthier, by eating just plant-sourced protein. The trick is there to make sure that they're getting like vitamin B12, for example, which is really hard to come around in vegetables. It's mostly in meat. They have to get those either in supplements or in fortified foods like tofu. But yes, you can live a very healthy life as a vegetarian as long as your only source of protein, for example, is not just black beans, okay? You have to eat chickpeas, pinto beans, lentils, nuts, walnuts, almonds. You have to be, the variation there is going to be the key to success. The more different kinds of plant-sourced protein you introduce in your diet, the better the chances are that you're going to be accumulating all those little amino acid building blocks that your body needs to perform each action every day. So that's why so many people go vegan and vegetarian and are perfectly fine.
All right, so let's go back to that plate image, because I think that's the easiest for us all to identify with. And you've got a family where the husband is maybe 180 pounds, and the wife is 130 pounds, and then you've got children who are 80 pounds and 60 mm-hmm. pounds or whatever.
Yeah.
How do you fill the plates differently for their sizes, or how do you know how much is enough?
Yeah. That's a very good point. That goes to a very important part of information, which is the amount of protein you need is specific to you. So no more of this generic recommendations of everybody should eat 20 grams or everybody should eat 30 grams, okay? We need to really think about you as an individual. If that man, that dad that you were talking about is a marathon runner, guess what? His protein needs are going to be in the upper range of 2 grams per kilo. If mom works out 4 to 5 times a week, maybe she's not a marathon runner, but she works out. She keeps her activity level up for the health benefits, then she's going to need maybe up to 1.1 to 1.5 grams per kilo. Children, their need for protein varies from the moment they're born. Babies, for example, can have needs of up to 3 grams per kilo, for example. And then as they age, it goes down. So everyone is an individual need, and everybody's plate should have a little bit of a different look, except that, think about it, it's the amount. So the proportion should be the same for everybody in the family. It's just the amount. So maybe daddy is going to get, 2 scoops of quinoa, and kids are going to get 1 scoop of quinoa. So it's the amount, but the proportion, you should still shoot for that 10 to 35% of your calorie consumption coming from protein.
10 to 35%. Now, I've always remembered what someone told me a while ago, that every living thing has protein, just varying amounts. So vegetables grow out of the ground. They're living. So there's protein in every living thing. I think we tend to think you have to have meat and dairy and nuts, maybe nuts and seeds to get protein, or beans. But green things have protein in as well, just not as much, right?
Very true. Yeah, absolutely. Broccoli, spinach, carrots, they all have protein, just not that much. But again, if you're eating a lot of them, then yeah, their protein is going to count towards that end percentage as well.
Okay, so we are not apt, if we follow this rule of thumb, then if your balanced rule of thumb, then we won't have reached that tipping point and reap the consequences. Good, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody needs to always consult with either a registered dietitian if they're extremely confused about how much protein they should be eating, or their doctor, and make sure that they don't have any other chronic disease that may impact how much protein they need. But to find out more and always stay up to date on this information and so much more, look for us on kidcritics.org. You can always listen to us on Radio MD. Stay well.